Come with me if you want to live.
What's up, Road Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Fury Road. Almost at Elm Street. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
And this week, we're coming at you with my pick of the month. And in my opinion, this movie is overdue for this podcast.
Definitely.
I'm a little surprised that we haven't done it yet. But I chose 300 from 2006.
Yep.
I can't believe that this movie is 19 years old.
I know, right?
Like, I remember vividly when this came out and how excited I was. It was such a good movie back in the day.
Yeah.
It was like unlike anything we'd seen before, just the way it was filmed, like being 17, going to the theaters, watching this movie. It was just fucking, it was such a good time. How long has it been since you last watched it?
Honestly, I don't know.
Because we both, like,
I don't know, like probably a few years, I think.
Yeah. Because we both bought the 4Ks for this episode. And I would say it's probably been like 5-6 years since I watched it. But like, we have Giant Tiger up here, which is, it's a Canadian, I don't know, like a, what would you call it? Like a, it's a, almost like a fucking Kroger's. No, Kroger's. Anyways, it has like everything in it. There's groceries, there's clothes, there's movies, there's stuff like that. It's like just a variety store, but it's like a big kind of store. It's almost like a mini Walmart. And they had, this was years and years and years ago, it's, it was like the special edition set for this movie, and it had like artwork from the filming and everything like that, and I picked it up, and man, it's so sick. Like, I love that thing. It sits on my fucking DVD shelf proud. It's just but yeah, this movie kind of has a soft spot in my heart, so I'm excited that we're going to be talking about it. But before we talk about it too much, let's kick off our box office news and boo. And what are you drinking tonight?
I've just got a lemon ginger tea tonight. Because I've been in Toronto the past 2 days for work and drank enough those two nights for a whole month worth of drinking. So, yeah.
You look a little rough.
Yeah, it's, and I drove like 10 hours today. So it's just, I'm tired.
Yeah, no doubt. You look it. I'm just drinking Michelob Ultra. I was going to stop at the LCBO tonight, but finish what I have. Have you watched anything, or what's your last four watched, if there's anything?
So usually I'll share my screen, but on my Letterboxd app on my Mac, I can't X out like my review of 300. So,
okay.
Plus four, I watched, me and the wife watched Eileen, Queen of the Serial Killers.
How was that?
It was all right.
Yeah.
It was all right. We started watching, the Charlie Sheen documentary.
Okay.
Way, way better than the Eileen one.
Really?
The Eileen was cool, but like, I didn't really learn much about her, and I don't know, just kind of boring. I was off Monday, so I went to the movie theaters to watch Chainsaw Man, the movie. Had a great time with it. Gave it 4 out of 5 stars.
Nice.
I was also off on Friday. Watched Eddington from this year.
Nice.
I liked it, man. I can kind of see why people don't like it and some people like it. I see people give it like half a star, 1 star. I don't think that, like, I think it's a very good representation of 2020, and it's entertaining, it's funny. I really liked it. Definitely worth checking out. Then I also watched Megan 2.0. it was all right. I gave it 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Another one I'll mention, I watched a lot of 2025 movies this past weekend.
Okay.
But I watched Hell House LLC Lineage.
Okay. And
Terrible.
what? No.
Yeah. I gave
Fuck.
1 out of 5 stars.
Fuck's sakes. I was really hoping
Like
it'd
I
be
said in
good.
my review, they went away from the found footage. And it's just like 2 hours long. And it's just like the clowns are in it, but it's like just not as they're creepy, but it's not it doesn't have the same feeling as the found footage, and like the story you don't really give a fuck about, and like it's just boring, and yeah,
That
so
sucks.
yeah, kind of disappointing.
I was wondering how it would be with them straying away from the film.
Yeah, I think it was a mistake, but yeah, it is what it is.
Oh well.
What about you?
For me, I won't bother sharing my screen either. Sarah and I went to the movies last weekend, and I wanted to watch Badland, Predator Badlands,
Yeah.
and she wanted to watch Regretting You, so we compromised and watched Regretting You. I actually enjoyed it though. Like I wanted to watch it because I watched the trailer and it actually looked good. And I love Dave Franco. But yeah, I gave it 3.5 stars. I thought it was a good movie.
Okay.
I watched Frankenstein, like Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein. Fucking love that movie, man.
What did you what'd you give it?
I gave 4.5.
Okay. Like I gave it 4 or 5.
Yeah. I had a great time with it. I think Jacob Elordi was so good. Oscar Isaac was fucking phenomenal. It was just a really good take on the classic story, and I really liked it. I think Guillermo del Toro needs to do more of the Universal Monsters. And then the kids have never watched Shrek, so
Wow.
I came home from work the other night, and I was like, we're watching Shrek tonight. And they're like, okay. But they had a good time with it, and
Nice.
it's just a
Yeah.
classic movie. I love it.
Classic, yeah.
So yeah, those are my I only watched three other than
Nice.
I'm all caught up on Welcome to Derry. I don't know if you've watched that at all.
No, I'm still haven't think I've watched 3 episodes, 2 episodes maybe. I
Yeah,
don't know.
there's only three out right now, so
Oh, is there? Okay, maybe only watch 2 then.
I'm having a good time with it. I like it. It's different, but yeah, it's good. And I finally watched episode 2 of Ed Gein. I
Oh,
want to finish
nice.
that
Yeah.
because I never finished it, so.
Yeah, we haven't finished it either.
But I see what everybody's complaining about just after watching episode 2. Because it spoiler alert, it kind of strays away from his story and goes into the story of like the book and like the movie being made and all that shit. And I was just like, I didn't expect this at all.
Yeah, because like I'm watching, you see this bald fat guy smoking a cigar. I'm like, I think that's Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah, sure as shit it was. But I'll be interested to see if they show like Texas Chainsaw Massacre getting made. But I thought it was funny because you've seen all of it, right?
We've watched, I want to say 6 episodes, maybe.
Six, okay. But I was laughing because it shows like all the people watching Psycho in theaters, and everybody's like passing out and throwing up, and I was just like, really? Like Jesus Christ, just from the shower scene. I was like, anyways. Move on to the box office. We have three new movies on this list. And in fifth place, we have Nuremberg, which brought in 3.8 million. In fourth place, Sarah's Oil brought in 4.2 million.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. Black Phone 2 brought in 5.1. In third place. In second place, Regretting You brought in 6.6. And Predator Badlands in first place with a pretty good opening weekend with 40 million.
Okay, nice. Nice.
Yeah. I really, really want to watch that movie.
I know, me too.
Yeah, that's it. You see, Christie is getting like shit on so hard.
Who?
Christy, you haven't seen
What's Christy?
Sydney Sweeney's new movie.
Oh yeah, I did see it. It had
Plays a
like
boxer.
the 12th worst opening weekend of all time or something like that.
Someone did a
Yeah.
breakdown of it, and actually, this website has a bit of a breakdown. So it brought in 1.3 million, and it played in 2011 theaters, and it only made $652 per theater. So someone broke it down, and it was like, so per day per theater, only like 20 people watched it, or 30 people watched it, or something like that, which is
Jeez.
sad.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But
Wow.
anyways, what do we have for 4K releases?
4Ks. Sorry, it's different on the Mac. I don't know. Okay. Let me know if this works. Oh. No, wait, hold on. I think I have to allow it. Okay, never mind. I have to close Zoom to allow it, so I'll just verbally say what comes coming out.
Okay.
So we got The Count of Monte Cristo. We got your favorite movie, or one of them, The Descent.
Oh, nice.
Spinal Tap 2, The End
Okay.
Continues. Him, the new one from this year, which kind of got shit on. Caught Stealing,
Oh, nice.
which I believe you watched that, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I
Okay.
want to.
Yeah. Another one of Mark's favorites, Downton Abbey, the grand finale.
It's peak cinema.
Yeah. A movie that we already have on 4K, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, 25th Anniversary Edition,
Okay.
which I believe is has some extra bonus features, which I saw someone on TikTok talk about.
Okay.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, U571.
Nice.
Different cover of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. We got Cafe Flesh, very interesting cover. Obviously, you can't see it. Renfield, which I feel like I already got on 4K as well. The Naked Gun from 2025.
Okay.
Spotlight, 10th Anniversary Edition. Snowden, Snowden, Snowden. The Howling on Steelbook. Pretty sure this one's already come out too. Superman 5 film collection. Together on 4K, which
Nice.
I really want to watch. I will not be buying that movie just because of the cover. It
Is the eyeballs touching?
is, yes.
Yeah.
We got The Mask, 4K, which I very, very want to buy, but it's like $70 or something like that
That's
on
crazy.
Arrow Video. Burned Dreams on Criterion, and we got Reanimator on 4K.
Feel like that's been released on 4K already too.
Yeah.
Nice. It's a
Yeah,
good list.
it is.
I might forget the descent.
Yeah. You probably will, to be honest.
Probably will. You're right.
All
If that's everything, let's kick off this movie discussion.
it.
All right, like we said in the intro this week, we are talking about 300 from 2016. Starting off with the synopsis. In the ancient battle of Thermopylae? Anyways. King Leonidas and 300 Spartans fight against Xerxes and his massive Persian army. This is based loosely on a true story.
Very, very loosely. More on the graphic novel by Frank Miller.
But I mean, this battle did actually happen. There is some truth behind it. After watching this, I went on Google and Goodreads, and I was just like, give me a bunch of fucking Spartan books because I want to read up on
Okay.
Spartan history.
Yeah.
And then I think you follow him, but Kissed Reads Books on Instagram.
Yes. Yeah.
So I sent him a message to see if he had any recommendations, and he actually responded and gave me a couple. So I'm kind of excited to dive into some of
Nice.
those. But anyways, yeah, this movie was directed by Zack Snyder. Doesn't need an introduction, but he's done Justice League, Dawn of the Dead, Army of the Dead, Rebel Moon, both parts of that, which I never watched, but you said sucked ass, right?
The first one, yes. Second one I never watched, but apparently it's worse than the first one. But
Which is hard to do from what I've heard.
yeah.
He did Sucker Punch, which was a really cool movie that I don't think gets enough credit. And he also did The Watchmen, which was a massive hit. I think he's got six movies in the works right now, I saw. I can't
Yeah,
remember what.
one of them is Planet of the Dead.
Right, yes.
And then some other, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, big name. For the cast, we have Gerard Butler playing King Leonidas, Lena Headey playing Queen Gorgo, which is just a terrible name.
I know, I was thinking the same
Awful
thing.
name. Dominic West played Theron, David Wyneham played Dilios, and our boy Michael Fassbender playing Stelios.
Yes, sir.
I totally forgot he was in this movie.
I know, me too.
He looks so different with long hair too.
He looks very different.
I have one honorable mention with Vincent Reagan, who played the captain. He's just
Okay.
I've seen him in some things.
Yeah.
Don't know if you had anybody.
Yeah, I do. I got Eli Snyder,
Right, yeah.
who plays Leonidas at age 7 and 8.
Is that Zach's son, I'm assuming?
Yes, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I learned that in the commentary.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
All right. Are you going to finish watching the commentary, like,
Yeah, probably,
after?
yeah. So it does get pretty interesting, so.
I kind of want to go back and rewatch it with that too, because just, I don't know, the way it was filmed and everything, it has a very Zack Snyder feel to it with the cinematography and whatnot.
For sure.
Just like very, I don't know, it's like colored weird, but like really cool too.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of stuff that happened in editing, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, like even like watching the commentary and like right off the bat, it's like because he has his director of photography on it too, and like a shot will come and they're like, oh, that's not our shot, that's CGI. Next one, that's CGI. Oh, that wolf there, that's CGI.
Well,
And
yeah.
so it's like when I watched the first time, I was like, yeah, like all this is CGI. That's one thing that like is a good thing, but bad thing. I don't know, you know? And then like every shot, they're like, oh, that's CGI. All that well is CGI. And like,
It kind of
I don't
makes it
know.
annoying, I
It
guess.
does. But then
Yeah.
like other parts of it's like kind of cool. Like, I don't know. This came in like 2006, right? So there's like
Yeah.
kind of the peak of like that 2000s CGI, right?
Yeah, but I feel like this did CGI a lot better than a lot of movies from this era.
For sure. And like this movie looks fantastic. Like even because we both bought the 4K and the commentary, like you have to put in the Blu-ray disc, right? And
Yeah.
like right off the bat, I was like, holy shit, like it's such a difference. Like the Blu-ray looks not terrible, but like compared to the 4K, like it's just not as
Yeah.
clean, right?
Yeah.
So anyway.
Interesting. All right. Do you have anybody else for honorable mentions or
No, I don't know.
okay. Let's dive in then.
Cool. So yeah, this movie is pretty much narrated the whole way through for most of it by Dilios. He it was one of the 300 that was fighting. He ends up getting sent back to kind of tell the story of the Spartans. And like you mentioned, this is loosely based on real stuff, but a lot of it very minuscule stuff. Most of it's based on Frank Miller's graphic novel from, I don't know when the graphic novel was from, maybe the 90s, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. But like Leonidas was a real person, and like his story of what we see at the beginning
Yeah.
was fairly accurate. Like he, I was reading up a little bit. He was the third child born into this royal family, the third boy. And the older boy was the rightful heir to the throne, but he turned it down, like he left. And then so the second son, he took it, but then disappeared or something like that. So then Leonidas is, this is how he got in that role. And that's why he went to the Agoge, was because he was never meant to sit on the throne. So he was sent there to be a warrior. And he's one of the only Spartan kings to ever have gone through the Agoge and actually had that training to come back to be a king. So it's kind of a cool story.
Yeah, and like right as soon as the babies are born, like they get inspected right at birth, and like if they have some sort of disability or like they're very, very small, then they're basically thrown off the cliff and
Which is fucking wild.
they're just dead, you know.
Yeah, because this scene too, like it's almost like Pride Rock in Lion King, right? Like they're
Yeah.
up on this big cliff and this guy's inspecting it, and you just see skulls all over the place
Yeah.
on the ground. It's just like Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah. So yeah, he learns to fight early, and at age 7 they are taken from their mother, and like you said, they are sent to the Agogi. They're sent out into the wild as their initiation. He comes across a wolf, and in the commentary they originally had like a mechanical wolf, but it didn't look like real enough, so they just went to CGI for the wolf.
I mean, okay. This wolf didn't look real either, so
That's fair, yeah.
like this did not look like a wolf.
No. It has like these red eyes and stuff, and he like backs into like this kind of crevice thing, and then ends up stabbing it in the mouth and kills it.
And this scene is almost like a fuck, what's the word that I'm looking for? Like whenever you see something before it happens, why can't I think of what I'm?
Yes, not a premonition, but like
No,
it's on the tip of my tongue.
I know, me too. Anyways, it's like a setup for later on in the movie too, because like
Yeah.
they use this sort of battle formula to fight off a big group of enemies, like.
True.
They
Yeah.
have them come
Yeah.
into this crevice so it like only a certain amount of them can come through, and
Yeah.
then they're
That's
able to
true,
kill them
yeah.
off like that.
Yep. And yeah, he becomes King Leonidas, and I love some of like the dialogue and stuff in this movie. Like Delios, he very loosely, not speaking word for word, but he says like something about like a beast approaches. He says like Leonidas provoked it, and then it's the Persians that are coming. And you see like the messenger with like take out the three skulls, and I don't know, imagine like being a messenger like back in this day, like or any day, like you know Game of Thrones or something, is being a messenger, just being sent into like enemy
Enemy territory.
territory just to tell a message. It's like fuck that.
But this guy was ballsy, man. Like, this guy was like, I don't give a fuck who you are. You're gonna die.
Well, like all the Persians like are very they think that Xerxes is this god, so they basically think they're unstoppable, right?
Yeah, and he's basically telling Leonidas, like, bow down to Xerxes or you're gonna die.
Yeah, because they have already taken a lot of the land. They've taken most of Greece, and it's basically just the Spartans and Draxus, not Drax, no, Draxus is the guy's name.
Oh, yeah, what were they?
Abraxians or something.
Yeah, because I think the true story, it was the Spartans and the Athenians, so people from Athens. I think it was them that
Yeah.
kind of fo joined forces to fight Xerxes.
And you know, one of the most iconic scenes kind of film history, honestly. We get this giant well, and the guy is saying all this stuff like bow to Xerxes, and then Leonidas pulls out the sword, and he's like, got messengers like, this is madness, like you're a madman. And then he like kind of looks at Gorgo, and she kind of gives like a grin and like kind of nod, and then he just says the most iconic line, you know, this is Sparta, and like kicks the guy into the well.
So good.
So yeah, half the well was real and half of it was CGI.
Okay. So it just like it wasn't that big then.
No. And then like as the guys were falling into it, like I guess they had a hard time trying to convert that from like real people to CGI. So like the guys you see falling below the main guy, they're like all CGI that they had to do, but
Oh, really?
yeah. But yeah, just an iconic scene.
Yeah. I love how it's shot too. And we see this type of filming later on in the movie too. Because you get this side view And like he kicks him in full speed, and then everything just kind of slows down. And the way he falls back just kind of goes into slow motion a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know, I really like how they did that.
I like some of it. There's one kind of thing that I dislike about Zack Snyder movies is he just overutilizes slow-mo way too much.
Which is fair, yeah, he does.
Yeah, because there's a scene later on that like just goes on and on and on, and it's like, okay, I get it. It's cool. Like, come on.
Yeah.
But anyway. So he kills the messenger, kills the Persians that are there, and he basically has to go up this mountain to the E4s, and they're kind of like I don't know,
Well,
like
there's an
they,
oracle.
well, the oracles are the ones who speak words, but like these
Yeah.
F4s, they like the top of the mountain, they kind of like talk to the gods, I think, or something like that, about what to do and stuff like that,
Yeah.
and
They're
like
almost
all
like
these like,
the Sisters of Fate from Hercules or something.
and they're like all these inbreds, they all have like fucking fucked up faces and just look disgusting.
Yeah.
And basically, Unitas is asking for permission to attack or fight the Persians. And we see this oracle. She does this like dance, and she basically says that Sparta will fall. And then so Leonidas leaves, and then we see Theron come up to the Ephors with this guy who I assume is Persian, and they drop all these Persian coins. So you know that Theron is basically working behind everyone's back to convince them to bow down to the Persians.
He's a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, he is. He's creepy too.
Yeah.
So yeah, they are the next day. Leonidas is, they're going to try and battle the Persians, or at least try and kill Xerxes. And we learn that they are 300 men, all born with sons to carry on the name, and they're going to go into the Hot Gates. And I love this scene because like Theron and like the council, I guess, they come up and they're like, "What are you doing? You're not supposed to be going out in battle." And Lena says like, "Oh, I'm just going for a nice little walk." And like, "Well, who are these guys? They're my 300 bodyguards." And a lot of this movie, like, you could really tell that they were like on a sound stage, I found.
Yeah.
And in this scene, they were talking in the commentary that the guys like running away, they'd run away, and then when you see them like dip down, like in like a hill or something like that, they're actually like crouching down, hiding behind like the stage.
Oh,
And then
really?
they'll continue running up. Like, it looks like they're running down a hill.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't know if I want to watch the commentary, man. It might ruin this fucking movie for me.
It does get interesting later on, but from
Yeah.
what I've seen so far. But yeah. So they end up making it to the battlefield, or to a village, sorry. And everyone, the whole village is dead, basically. Oh, wait, I skipped a part. Skip the part where you meet what's his fucking name? Cameron. His name is like a bajillion letters long. The fucking the hunchback guy.
Oh,
What's his name? Field.
Ephialtes, I think.
Ephialtes. Yeah,
Yeah.
Ephialtes. Because the generals or the captains' son is there, who is named after Aston Martin, by the way. That's where they came up with the name.
Actually, I thought you were just
Yeah.
joking.
No, that's what they said in the commentary. His name is like
Okay.
Astiom or something like that. And
Yeah.
yeah, he's like, oh yeah, we make like Aston Martin.
Jesus Christ.
But he says, oh, there's someone following us, and like Leonidas is like, oh, he's been following us in Sparta, and it's like Ephialtes, who is like this hunchback guy, and he has like all the Sparta gear, and he wants to work, help with Leonidas. Leonidas is, and he does like this like spear jab, and Leonidas is like, that's great, good form. He's like, now lift up your shield, and the guy can barely lift up his shield because he's like, you know, all fucked up,
Yeah.
and he can't do it. And Leonidas basically explains to him that all the Spartans work in conjunction, and it's called the Phalanx, I think. And so he says, yeah, I can't use you, basically.
And you
And
feel bad for this guy because, like,
you do.
he's not even supposed to be alive, but his parents hid him or something like that. I can't remember what his story was fully, but like, and they told him, like, his parents were like, yeah, just go and try. Like, they'll love you, basically. And because at one point, like, after Leonidas turns him down, he's like, mother, father, you lied to me. But like, he's obviously been dealt the short end of the stick, like, for his entire life, and this was like supposed to be his shining moment. Like, he's gonna be a fucking Spartan, and he's gonna go to war, and then he just gets turned down.
So yeah, all this, like, he is covered in like rubber. Like, it took like more time to do like his makeup, but I didn't notice his right eye is CGI because it's bigger than the other one, and I never noticed like watching it. Is like when they say it, you're like, okay, yeah, it's CGI. And I guess Zach, instead of saying mother father, he was gonna say motherfucker.
Oh, really?
So he gets mad, throws a shield down the fucking cliff, and so then they make it to the village, and everyone's dead here. They see a little girl who comes up, and I hear what she says, and she ends up dying, and they see like these footprints, and they have like claws in them, and then they see the tree of all the fucking villagers,
So gross.
and Draxus, I think, or Daxos, is like, oh my god, like, this is the story of the Persian ghosts, and they're basically immortal, and so like a little Daxos is part of, what do you say, the Braxians or something like that,
Arcadians.
Arcadians. And I love the scene whenever Leonidas is like, because they're basically saying, oh, you guys fucking tricked us. Like, this isn't your army. This is like a few of you. And then Leonidas is like, what's your profession? The guy's like, oh, I'm a sculptor. Leonidas is like, a sculptor. And then he's like, what were you? He's like, I'm a blacksmith. And then he's like, men, what profession are we? And they do the, like their war cry. So
And
good.
he's like, you see, I brought more soldiers than you did. So badass.
So they end up making it to the sea, and we see all these like tons of ships of all these Persians, and Daxos is like, oh, there's so fucking many of them. And then it starts like storming, and then they're like, oh, Zeus batters them with hurricane winds, and then like all the ships just get destroyed, and all like the Spartans are like yelling and stuff, and it's like, it's kind of silly, but I don't know.
I don't know, man. If I was potentially facing all that, I'd be kind of stoked that they all
Oh, I'd be
crashed
stoked
too.
too, but I'm like, what are the odds that they destroy like 300 ships?
I love the next day too, because they see all these ships and they're like, what the fuck? Like, we just saw them all get destroyed. And someone was like, that was like a fucking fraction of their army. Like, that was nothing.
And like Daxos is like, sees all the army, and he's like, we're never gonna fucking make it. And like, it's like he's such a little bitch compared to the Spartans.
Because the Spartans, like, if they die on the battlefield, that's the highest honor that they can have, right? So, like, they're all ready to die and, like, willing to die, happy to die. Like, Michael Fassbender's character, at one point, he's laughing because he's gonna die. He's just, like, so happy about it.
So the emissary for Xerxes comes up, and all of the Spartans are there in their speedos. That was another thing that kind of bugged me, because like, Spartans didn't wear this shit. But they're just
No, they didn't.
in speedos. They don't have any like their capes on, and it just looks funny. I don't know why they're doing that. Anyway, they're building a wall with all these rocks, and the emissary comes up, and he's on like I know, this throne thing,
Yeah, like, they're
and he has
carrying
like,
them.
this whip and all these and then he's talking to Stelios. Is that Fassbender's character?
Yeah, I believe so.
And yeah, they're talking, and then I forget what Stelios says, but he like looks back at the wall and you see all these guys, like dead guys in the wall, and he's like, oh, it's made by the bosom of Greece or something like that.
He's like, because the emissary says something about how their puny walls not going to be able to stop the Persian army. And he was like, Fassbender's character was like, this wall has always been here. We just used part of your army as the mortar for it. I was just like, it's just such a good line.
And those are real guys in the wall too.
Really?
Yeah, they cut out holes in the wall and stuck them in there.
What the fuck? Of all the things that they use for CGI, I figured that would be one of them. But one of my favorite lines in the movie is coming up at this part too.
Yeah, because so they like disobey, then the guy like pulls back his whip and he's like going to whip, and we see Stelios fly through the air and cut his arm off, and the guy's like going off on him, and he's like, our bows or arrows will blot out the sun, and then yeah, Stelios says, then we will fight in the shade.
Oh, badass. There's a lot of good lines in this movie where it's just like you just want to fucking fist pump. You're like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then oh, this was the Ephialtes part after this. Anyway, because he tells him about like a goat trail that's like to get to the back of the army or something like that. And then the captain feels the ground shake and he's like, oh, it's an earthquake. And then Leonidas is like, no, battle formations. And you see like all of the army coming at him, and like they're backed into like this small crevice, like you said, and they're pushing the back, and then they come up, and then you see they're like so calculated with what they do because they have like four guys in the middle. They'll like push them back, and then they'll like lift up their shields, and the guys behind them will like spear the guys and just keep doing that and that and that. That was really cool. But then we get the scene that I liked but also didn't like the slow-mo part of it, because like Leonidas, when he's explaining to Ephialtes about the way that they fight, is like the flanks and protecting each other, but then we see all the Spartans go off on their own with swords, and like apparently they didn't really do that, the Spartans. But one thing about this scene, I guess, was shot with three different cameras, and that's how they kind of got the slow-mo to like to do that, because it's three different cameras, and you can't see it like change cameras, but it's like all one take that happens. And yeah, really cool shot scene. Leonidas is fucking guys up, throwing a spear, and yeah. And then they are pushing the last of the guys off the cliffs, and a sick shot of like all like the Persians like falling off the cliff, and the Spartans just pushing them off. It was really cool.
This was the other scene that I was talking about that's like similar to the well. Because you get that side view and then like everybody's falling off backwards.
A lot of the scenes that he was trying to replicate from the graphic novel, so that's probably what it looks like in the graphic novel, is like a side view.
That makes sense. Little sidebar. My buddy at work today, he was telling me about this YouTube channel called The Corridor Crew. I don't know if you've heard of them or not.
No.
They're pretty popular. Like they have 6 million views or 6 million subscribers, but they're all visual effects experts for movies. So they'll sit down and they'll watch movies and like break down the visual effects and like how they would film this and like what they did to film it. So I'm interested. I've watched a couple of their videos now. I'm interested to see if they have an episode on this where they could like break down some of this stuff. But I recommend checking them out. Like the two videos that I watched were really cool. So I'd be interested to see if they have this one.
And then we see the arrows coming up and they're blooding at the sun, and all like the Spartans like hide down under the shields, and they're just like laughing and stuff like that. And then they come up, and we get a sick shot of Leonidas just like cutting off his
Yeah.
arrows. And then even Zack in the commentary, he mentioned a mistake they made, which did you notice? I didn't notice it. But as soon as the camera switches, all of his men don't have arrows on their shield anymore.
Yeah, they just all disappear. How did the, were the arrows CGI? Did they talk about that? Like, I'm assuming they would have been,
Yeah, the ones
right?
in the air were, yeah.
Yeah. Like, they don't have like fucking 1,000 guys shooting arrows off.
No, like all of those people in the back were all CGI.
Okay.
Like only like the first like five or six rows of the people coming at them are all real, and the rest of them are just CGI. Even like when they're in the crevice and they're running at them, they're CGI. And then it cuts again, and they're running closer. Those are people real. And he even says, like, in the CGI, the people like kind of look squiggly, like you can like notice them a little bit.
Okay.
So like, yeah, like the first three or four rows are all like real people, and then the rest of it's just all CGI.
I guess like people are only focusing on the ones that are in the forefront anyways, right? Like,
And even like at the beginning of the movie, whenever Delios is like talking into the fire, the like couple rows of people behind him are all real, but then the people in the background is like they just put that in post.
holy fuck. All right.
Then Leonidas says today no Spartan dies. And then we cut back to Gorgo. She is trying to make a deal with one of the councilmen. I don't know his name. But she is trying to talk to the council to convince them to not bow down to the Persians, basically.
She wants them to send the whole Spartan army.
And then you see like Theron come up behind her, and he has her kid, and he's like, "Oh, I don't want this one to go missing. Don't know what happened to him." And he's like, "Or the queen." And they're like, "Okay, man, like you're such a fucking scumbag." So now Leonidas meets Xerxes. And he is massive. He was a big guy, like in real life, but like he wasn't like a godlike guy who like this movie is kind of portraying him to be.
Yeah.
And the actor who played him, like that is his voice, but they actually lowered the tone of his voice
Okay.
and post. So it is him talking,
Yeah.
but they lowered like a tone down a bit.
Yeah, 'cause his voice is so deep.
It is, yeah. And the scene whenever Leonidas basically tells him he's not gonna bow down to him, and he like turns around and Xerxes has his hands like on his shoulders.
Yeah.
So they actually did that in two different takes.
Okay.
So the actor who played Xerxes is behind him, but they have him covered up with a blanket, so they just see his hands.
Okay.
Because obviously the guy's not that tall, right? So
Yeah, the actor who plays him looks nothing like Xerxes does in the
No,
movie.
no.
I was like, holy shit, man, did they ever make him look different?
And I guess like he knew like the graphic novel, and he asked Zach like, "Well, what am I dressing up as?" Like, "I'm not dressing as that, am I?" Zach's like, "Yeah, you are." And
Xerxes, to me, I think he may be my favorite character in this movie.
he's cool.
He's so cool, man. Like, he's like 7 feet tall, he's bald, he's got piercings all over his face, and like he's got like that really dark like eye liner makeup, and I don't know, man, and just the way he talks, his voice is just so fucking deep. And he just like his followers portray him as this god, and he just feeds into that so much, man. Like, he acts like he is invincible. And I don't know. I think he's just a really badass villain.
And Leonidas is saying like you don't have any warriors, you have all slaves, basically. And so now it's almost nighttime. The Persian warrior elite is what they're called. They're the best fighters all across Asia. They're like these, well, People call him immortal, but I love when Leonidas says, like, we're about to test them tonight, boys, or something like that.
Yeah.
And they're all like hiding behind the wall, and then they push the wall on like one of the leaders, and it's a pretty cool fight. A lot of slow-mo again, and then like they have this giant, they call him the Uber Immortal, and he's like this fucking disgusting jacked guy, and he's like chained up, and he's like they let him go, and he's like killing their own guys and stuff, and he kills a bunch of the Spartans, and then he has Leonidas at the ground, and I think he stabs it in the eye and then cuts off the monster's head. And
Stabs him through his bicep with a sword, and the thing just like fucking grabs a hold of the blade and pulls it out, and then like it's nothing. It's just like,
And then meanwhile, Xerxes up on the cliff, like just watching the whole time, if
yeah.
just the Spartans fucking up his best warriors. So the next morning, we get another. I think this is one part I think they could have cut it out of the movie because it was very quick and it's not accurate whatsoever. They're having battle against some rhinos.
Yeah.
And I love the son like throws a spear and then it like hits the rhino in a certain spot, and then the camera goes behind him and you hear it like coming at him, like slowing down, and it just falls in front of him.
Yeah, and slides in.
And then they fight like these magic guys who like throw these bombs that like break up shrapnel out of them, and then you see this fucking crab man with like these executioner that has like these, I don't know, claws,
Yeah.
because Xerxes kills all of his generals because they're doing such a fucking shitty job. And then they're fighting elephants, and they kill the elephants in like 2 seconds.
Yeah. I feel like that rhino would not die from a spear throw.
No,
Like
definitely not.
this thing was like three times the size of a regular rhino. Like it was huge. So.
And then they make the elephants just fall off the cliff.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I forget what he says, but yeah. But then, like, they finish this, and then Asinos is like happy. And then all of a sudden, you see this like horse guy and cuts off Asinos's head and is like, okay, how did no one like stop that? Like, come on. But then Captain, it just goes fucking berserk, starts killing a bunch of guys, and he's basically lost his mind. He basically stops fighting and like kind of goes against Leonidas a little bit, right? Because he lost his favorite son.
Yeah, and like throughout the whole movie up until this point, anytime or any chance he gets, what's his name? Astinos?
Yeah, the sun, yeah.
Yeah.
Astronauts, yeah.
So anytime he gets an opportunity, he's trying to make his father proud. Or he'll flash a smile to him, and he's just so happy to be on the battlefield with his father. And he's so happy that his father picked him to go. And the captain is just like, every time he does it, he's just like, keep walking, kind of thing. Like, don't stop, keep doing, blah, blah, blah. Just kind of brushes him off. So I feel like he's in such like an emotional turmoil in this part just because like he never showed his son the love that his son was looking for.
So then we see back at Xerxes kind of, I don't know, main tent, and Ephialtes, I still can't fucking say his name, is there. And I'm very curious to get to this part in the commentary. I haven't yet, but there's like a goat man
Yeah.
that's like has a goat head. I'm like, I don't know. I kind of want to know like what that is all about.
I feel like in Greek mythology there was creatures like this, like, and they're just combining mythology with the like real life, I guess. But yeah, it's a very fucking weird scene. There's like, yeah, like you said, there's the goat guy, there's like transsexuals, there's slaves, there's transgender. I'm just reading the notes from IMDb. But like they have like their faces are like fucking melted off halfway, and like it's just a really fucked up and weird scene.
And Ephialtes is there, and Xerxes basically says, if you tell me where the path is to get behind the Spartans. I'll give you whatever you want. And Ephialtes is like, he says like, oh, I'll give you all the women, money, sex you can have. And he's like, oh, I want all that. And he's like, but I want one thing. And he's like, what? He's like, I want a uniform. Kind of feel like more like a person, I guess. Yeah.
You see him later on, and I fucking love the uniform that he's got on.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so great.
So back at Sparta, Theron is there with Gorgo, and he's kind of making a deal with her that he'll let her speak in front of the councilman and kind of be on her side, right? And then he kind of blackmails her and says, oh, you know what I want. And then he basically rapes
Yeah.
her.
He says, "You will not enjoy this. You are not my queen."
Yes. Yeah, so we're back at the Spartans. The Persians are behind them now, and the captain's kind of going crazy, kills some people, and then he basically says that he didn't get to tell his son that he loved him the most. And do we see him die? I
He
don't think
dies in
so.
the final battle, I think.
Does he? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does, yeah. So Leonidas is sending Dillion back to the Greeks to tell the story of the Spartans. And he gives a necklace back of the wolf tooth that Gorgo gave him before they left. And you find out that hundreds left and only a handful stay. And he another line, Leonidas says, "We dine in hell." I forget what the whole line is, but yeah. So back, we see Gorgo. She's speaking to the council, and she's saying her piece. And then fucking Theron basically goes back against his word and says she's not the queen and shouldn't listen to her, blah blah blah. And then they're about to like take her away, and she grabs a sword or knife from one of the guys and stabs Theron. And then he drops a coin, and the councilmen see it. It's a Persian coin, and they're like, traitors. So yeah.
I love this scene too, because whenever she stabs him,
Yeah.
she uses his lines back on him. She said, "You will not
Yeah.
enjoy this. I am not your queen."
Yeah,
And
exactly.
she's a pretty badass chick.
So now Leonidas is meeting with Xerxes for one last time. We see the rest of the Spartans, they're like kind of huddled in their shields and with all like their spears sticking out. And then Leonidas is talking to Xerxes. Xerxes is trying to throw everything he can at him. Like, you can have this, you can have this, you can keep your land. I'll give you all this shit. But just bow to me. Or lower your shield or whatever. So then we see Leonidas take off his helmet, take his shield, throw it down, and Xerxes is kind of getting off. He's getting hot and horny over this, it seems like. And then we see him drop his spear and gets on his knees. And then I think Stelios does something, says something, right?
I don't think he says anything yet, but this is when,
I know that he throws the spear, but what sets
yeah,
that off?
Leonidas, I think, just yells his name. Does he not?
Okay, maybe. But then we see, yeah, Leonidas picks up the spear, throws it, and it's like slow-mo, and then it just like hits the side of Xerxes' face, and he's
Yeah.
like, he can't believe it. He's like, holy shit.
Well, 'cause he's never seen battle before, right? Like
No.
he has his warriors go to war for him. He's
Yeah.
not like Leonidas in that regard. Like he would never be on a battlefield. So for him to get injured, he has no idea what it feels like.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
he's just like appalled. He's
You can't believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like you can see his eyes start to tear up and he's like holding his face because he's
Yeah.
got this big gash and it ripped out a couple of his earrings that are in his cheek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Spartans are fucked. They know it. They all get killed. Leonidas gets killed by the arrows. And, yeah.
This is when Stelios lays down beside him.
Yeah.
And I love this line too. And he goes, "My king, it's an honor to die by your side." And Leonidas goes, "It was an honor to live by yours."
Yeah.
And I was just like,
Yeah.
oh, chills, man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then we cut to the end and we see Delios is leading the Spartans and the Greeks against the Persians.
The whole army.
Yeah, the whole army.
There
And
is a
still, it
lot of
was
them.
like, I get what they say. It was like, I think they had 3,000 fighters and they were fighting like three times the amount or something like that. But
But
yeah.
they're saying, like, from what I read, this war, like, essentially, like, in real life, this war essentially turned the tide of the world at that point.
Yeah.
Like, it was just two massive forces coming together. And it's essentially like how World War II was, right? Like that
Yeah.
changed the course of the world at that
Yeah.
time. Like if the Nazis would have won, then like everything would have been so much different, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like it was kind of like in that regard, like on that sort of level.
Yeah. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Alrighty, well, that's the way the spears fly.
I had that in my mind. I was hoping you were going to say it.
I
Did you ever watch the second one?
haven't, to be honest.
No way. Okay.
Have you?
Yeah, I think I only watched it once whenever it first came out, and
Yeah.
I remember it being not as good,
Yeah.
but I kind of want to go back and rewatch it. That one's called Rise of the Empire, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. All right. I'm nervous to hear how you rated this movie.
So I gave it a 2.5 out of 5.
Oh my God, my heart, man.
Like I said in my review in Letterboxd, like I always liked this movie, but after not watching it for a while, it really isn't that great. Like it's a fun time. But like it just isn't anywhere near historically accurate. My mind is now CGI and just like Zack Snyder and his slow motion, like just so overused. Like this is an iconic movie and like it's a fun watch. Like don't get me wrong, but I think there's a lot more wrong with it than there is good. And it looks fantastic, but yeah, so I'll give it a 2.5.
I give it a 4 out of 5.
Okay.
I still really enjoy this movie. I still had a great time with it. I probably didn't love it as much as I did whenever I was younger, whenever it first came out.
Yes.
Fuck, I think I'm going to stay away from the commentary because I really don't want it to shroud my judgment on this movie. I just want to still have that to
Yeah.
hold on to. I know that like there's shitty CGI in this, but there's also good CGI. Like a lot of it
Yeah.
looks
Oh,
really
for sure.
good.
Yeah.
But like I mentioned previously, like I love some of the shots that we get, like those side angle shots. I love the fight scenes in this movie. It has some fucking iconic lines. And I respect the actors for what they went through in their training for this movie.
Yeah.
Cause like that's their bodies, man. Like
Yeah. Yeah.
they didn't fucking airbrush anything. Like these guys went through this 8-week training program with this guy. And the guy said, like, it's the hardest I've ever trained anybody ever.
Yeah.
And I just think it was fucking awesome what they were able to do, regardless of whether or not the outfits were historically accurate.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, it's impressive. But yeah, I like the Zack Snyder overlays in this movie. Like what they did in editing with the
Yeah.
cinematography and stuff like that. But yeah, 4 to 5 for me.
Cool.
All right, you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. The critics' consensus: a simple-minded, ouch, but visually exciting experience, full of blood, violence, and ready-made movie quotes. So, based on that, what do you think the critics scored it?
Say 64.
61.
Ah, shit.
And that's on 237 reviews. It's a little lower than I thought it was going to be. The audience score was an 89%
Okay.
on 250,000 ratings and an average score of 4.3 out of 5 or an 8.6 out of 10.
Damn.
So the audience loved this movie.
Yeah, clearly. So Letterboxd has a 3.4 out of 5. You already know our scores. Our buddy Alan gave it a 4 out of 5. Anthony gave it a 3 out of 5. Jensen gave it a 3 out of 5. A lot of reviews. That's it.
Popular movie.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Well, it's time for our
Cunning Stunts.
How did you rate the stunts in this movie?
I would give the stunts in this a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
I thought like the choreography was done really well, and I thought they did utilize it really well with Zach's slow-mo and like the director, the DP. I thought did a good job. Some of the shots look fantastic. Yeah, I thought like some of the Spartan scenes and then like working really well together and stuff like that was done really well. So, favorite scene,
Favorite stunt, yeah.
first stunt, whatever, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with after they're in the crevice, where we see Leonidas kind of going off in his own. I thought like it just looked really good, like especially watching the commentary, knowing like there's three different cameras they used. It just kind of shows it, like their brutality and they're just made for war. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
All right.
Stunt I would like to try. I'll go with just like kind of being in that crevice and being like one of the coordinated guys, like
Okay.
just being like so on point with like lifting up your shield and like just timing it with like the spear guy. I don't know. That'd be
Yeah,
cool.
it would. All right. My son said give it a 9 out of 10.
Okay.
I just think like amazing battle scenes, brutal weapon work, like the defensive stances and everything like that, like you mentioned. I love the different weapons that they're fighting with. Like they have spears and swords. They use their shields a lot as weapons too. Like they're fucking knocking guys on their asses with their shields. And they're just like, they're kind of picking up anything that they can if they don't have a weapon, right? And yeah, the fight choreography is really good. Like you have a lot of guys that you need to choreograph in the in these scenes. And I think they did a really good job. So yeah, 9 out of 10. My favorite stunt, I said Leonidas fighting the Uber Immortal. Thought that was a good scene. I think that was our first fight where we saw him actually getting like beat up a little bit. So it was kind of cool to see that he was actually human. And stunt I want to try. I want to ride that giant ass rhino.
See, that's a good one. Yeah. That's
But
funny.
yeah. I don't know. I love this movie. It's fun. It's a fun
Yeah.
movie.
Agreed.
But with that being said, what's our next movie?
So our next movie is one of my favorite action movies from the 90s.
Okay.
I used to watch it so much. I haven't watched it in quite a long time. So we'll be talking about 1998's The Mask of Zorro.
Oh shit, okay. Sick. That is, I don't think I've seen that since 1998.
Okay. Fair enough.
Sick, all right. With Antonio.
Yes, sir.
I thought you were gonna say Rush Hour.
That was close, but my last kind of pick was a comedy, so I figured, well, I'm sure Mask of Zorro was kind of funny-ish, if I remember
It's got a
correctly,
little
but
bit.
yeah, no, I was gonna pick Rush Hour, honestly.
All right, sick. I'm excited. I haven't watched this in forever.
Yeah, me either.
All right. In the meantime, you guys can catch us on social media at Podcast on Fury Road. Shoot us a message, chat us up, suggest some movies, whatever.
Sir.
Thanks for listening to this episode, and come back in 2 weeks where we'll be talking about The Mask of Zorro.
Yes, sir. All right, guys. Talk in a couple weeks.
Bye.